Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, wherever you are in this great land, on this great planet. This is Ron, the webmaster of FreeWorldFilmWorks.com, being joined by Saeed of America in Focus. Tonight, we're going to deal with a terror attack in Russia and the possibility of martial law here in America. Now, the terrorist attack, a week ago, last Friday, March 22nd, 2024, was allegedly perpetrated by ISIS, a.k.a. ISIL. That's absurd. It was perpetrated by the CIA, possibly with help from the Mossad, MI6, and it was done to try and get President Putin of Russia to do something rash, so NATO can declare war on Russia and start sending in thousands of soldiers, foot soldiers, into Ukraine, along with fighter jets, tanks, etc. Now, President Putin, it looks like is smart enough not to do anything stupid or rash to give NATO excuse to side in with Ukraine on the ground, boots on the ground. Right now, most people don't realize it, but soldiers, mercenaries, what I call them, of the United States Corporation are in Ukraine fighting alongside Ukrainians and dying alongside Ukrainians in that war. Now, this isn't public knowledge, but it's behind-the-scene information about the war in Ukraine. Now, let me give you a brief background on that war. George Soros hired a bunch of neo-Nazis in Ukraine to start attacking Russian people living in the eastern part of Ukraine along the border of Russia who had lived there for centuries. He hired neo-Nazis in the western part of Ukraine to slaughter Russians living in the eastern part of Ukraine. And those neo-Nazis slaughtered tens of thousands of Russians. And President Putin finally said, enough is enough. And that's why he went into Ukraine to stop the slaughter. He did not start a war of aggression, which NATO, the jackasses over here in on the board, corporate board of the United States Corporation, mistakenly referred to as Congress. We haven't had a Congress since 1861, when the war between the Rothschild crime family and the United States of America started. I might get into that situation later. Now, why did George Soros and the New World Order gang do this? They were trying to get President Putin to go into Ukraine and stop the slaughter. They would use the Western brainwashing corporations, mistakenly referred to as news organizations, the media, television, etc., they used them to claim that President Putin was the next Hitler and he was going to conquer all of Europe, starting with Ukraine. President Putin has no design, no goal, no desire to expand Russia. He just wanted to stop the slaughter of Russian people in eastern Ukraine. So everything you hear on the liberal or conservative media that we have to defend the Ukrainians because Russia is going to conquer Ukraine and then Poland and then Germany and France and just take over all of Europe, that is a gigantic lie. And all of the corporate board members here in America in the fake phony Senate and fake phony House who are supporting this war are genocidal maniacs. They're assisting George Soros and the neo-Nazis in genociding the Ukrainian people. This is something that no one talks about. All they talk about, oh, well, we're defending democracy in Ukraine and Western Europe and the whole world. We're stopping this evil monster dictator in Russia from conquering Europe, and then he's going to conquer the whole world. He can barely defeat the neo-Nazis in Ukraine. How is he going to conquer all of Europe and then the whole world? It's absolutely absurd. But here's the deal. No one even understands that this is not a defense of liberty or freedom or democracy or whatever they're calling it. It's genocide of the Ukrainian people. Everyone in America who's behind this war supporting Ukraine, they're guilty of genocide of the Ukrainian people. Because the Ukrainians are dying by tens of thousands in this war. So everyone who's supporting the Ukrainians is literally supporting mass murder, genocide of the Ukrainian people. All the Ukrainian people have to do is get rid of that homosexual puppet, Zelensky, get someone who knows what they're doing, and make a peace deal with President Putin. All he wanted was for the neo-Nazis in Ukraine, under the direction of George Soros, to stop murdering Russian people. Now, you want to add anything to this before we move on, Fayed?
Yeah. The thing about it is, just like Ross said, they are neo-Nazis supported by Soros, the Azov Brigade. That's the neo-Nazi outfit that was created by George Soros in Ukraine. But people have to understand something very important. Whether they're communists or Nazis or whatever, fascists, whatever they call themselves, they're all, and capitalists, they're all created by the New World Order. You know, it's interesting, the Rothschild family, I know we are talking about the, of course, what's going on now currently, but this is related to what's going on currently because the Rothschild banking family, if those listening remember, they financed all the revolutionaries in the past as well. They financed the Bolshevik Revolution. They financed the Nazis. Adolf Hitler was financed by the Rothschild family. In fact, they financed both sides during the Napoleonic Wars. They financed Napoleon, but they also financed the British side, because obviously the Rothschilds, they control England. So they essentially financed all the terrorist organizations, all the different sides during both world wars to create what they call order out of chaos. That's the motto of the Masons, literally. And that's exactly what the Rothschild family, all the Banky families. It's interesting when Leon Trotsky, the Jewish mastermind of the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, was actually given 20 million dollars by I think it's Kunin Loeb bankers. They were offshoot of the Rothschild family. Literally, they gave it directly to Trotsky to help finance the Bolshevik Revolution. So they've had a history of financing these so-called revolutionaries who are just creations of their own interests.
Yeah, what people don't understand is history. Very few people in America or around the world know anything about history. And the Rothschild crime family has been behind every war since 1789, the French Revolution, and the Napoleonic Wars. They have been behind every single war, major war on the planet. Obviously, World War One, World War Two, Korean War, Vietnam War, all the wars in Europe, Africa, etc. They financed both sides in every war. The Bush crime family under Prescott Bush, daddy of George Herbert Walker Pappy Daddy Bush, was working with Brown Harriman financing the Nazis. But the Bush crime family is just a sub-crime family, a Rockefeller crime family, which is a sub-crime family of the Rothschild crime family. And they just foment revolutions, wars, civil wars, etc., to make money and to bring in, usher in their new world disorder. And now let's get into the possible martial law. The way things are going right now, Hillary Clinton is sweating bullets because her puppet, China Joe Biden, is behind in all the seven key swing states by five or more points, some of them by double digits. The Democrats don't want him. The independents don't want him. And obviously the Republicans don't want him. And the blacks don't want him. The Latinos don't want him. The Asians don't want him. No one wants him. So what is Hillary going to do? Is she going to try and run this senile puppet? And this is a medical fact. He is 100% senile. He doesn't know his name, his wife's name, his son's name, or the name of any person on the planet. That's a fact. The only time he is lucid is when he's given the brain pill. And Tucker Carlson exposed this on his July 15, 2022 program and explained that people inside the Clinton-Biden cabal mafia, right there, they witnessed Jill Biden giving China Joe a pill before he went to speak publicly, whether it was on a TV or in person, she would always give him a pill. And before he took the pill, he was like a little child. You could not converse with him. He was totally gone. And I've dealt with people suffering from Alzheimer's. And one person I took care of for about 6 months, he went from being just a little senile to 100% senile. Only name he knew was his own name. He didn't remember his wife's name or the name of anyone else. I don't even think he knew my name towards the end. That's what happens when Alzheimer's gets to the very end. The person doesn't know anything. Now, how is she going to get this senile old man through the election process, campaigning, etc.? I don't think she's going to do it. I think at the DNC convention, she's going to have China Joe make an announcement that he will not run, that he's stepping down, and it'll be an open convention, a brokered convention, and then Hillary is going to simply say to everyone, all the delegates, say, look, I beat Trump in 2016. The election was stolen from me by Trump and the Russians. I can beat him again. And this time we'll stop Russia from stealing the election for Trump. And of course, during the 2016 election, the Russians had nothing to do with her loss. She actually hired many Russians throughout Russia to try and steal the election for her. That's what the dossier on Trump was all about, the fake phony dossier that British MI6 agent. What was that guy's name? I'll say it, I forget.
You mean Robert Maxwell?
No. The guy who put together the, I'll look it up. Christopher Steele, I think it was, made up with a dossier on Trump. Okay. Hillary paid him to make that all up. And he interviewed dozens of Russians who Hillary paid to lie, to steal, so he didn't know what was actually going on, that she was paying all these Russians to lie to him. And afterwards, the FBI called him in and said, we'll give you 1 million Federal Reserve notes if you testify that everything in your report, your dossier, is the truth. Christopher Steele refused the money. He said no because it was all lies. But the liberal media still believes that President Putin and the Russians helped current President Trump steal the election in 2016. But this is what Hillary's going to do, is say, you know, the Russians stole the election from me in 2016. They won't do it this time. We know how to stop them. All you have to do is nominate me as your candidate, and I'll beat them cold. Well, obviously, she's going to try and steal the election like she stole it in 2020, which was obvious to anyone with half a brain. All you have to do is watch the documentary, 2,000 Mules, Dinesh D'Souza laid it out in color, not black and white, but in color, how it was stolen. Any comments on the upcoming election, Saeed?
Yeah, actually, I'm here. Sorry about that. Yeah, so obviously the upcoming election, you know, definitely we know for sure Trump is not going to let down. He's going to try to regain his rightful position as president of the United States, which was taken from him illegally. And the thing about it is we know last time there was mass cheating going on. I mean, it's so obvious that there was cheating going on in the election, like, you know, Ron mentioned. We mentioned it several times. The proof is there. 2,000 Mules, there's also many other documents and resources that prove that the election was stolen against Trump. But see, the thing is, the Democrats will, you know, they will try to pull off another, like, heist along with their allies. They'll try to pull off another heist of the election. But, you know, the thing about it is, if they even try to do it, you know that Trump will not take it lying down. So what they're going to do is, like Ron said, they're going to declare martial law because they know that in a fair election, Trump will win again. He will win like he won back in his first term. He won because the popular vote was on his side, even though Hillary and company tried to steal the election again. I mean, sorry, in the first time, they failed mainly because they screwed up and also because there were human waves of voters voting for Trump and company to keep the election in favor of its rightful choice, Donald Trump. So obviously this next election, you know, they're going to do what they can to not only declare martial law but create – a situation where there will be a total dictatorship because again they won't be able to steal this coming election because of course Trump will blow the whistle on them and they know they did it before but they could not we won't be able to do it again. So the only thing they can do is destroy the country.
Well, here's the thing. Back in 2016, Clinton, Hillary, and her gang did not use the late mail-in ballot scam. They hadn't come up with that. They had just flipped the votes through the voting machines. They hired the companies that ran the voting machines to just flip votes. Well, they didn't flip enough. But with the late mail-in ballot scam, which they used in 2020, they simply printed up millions of fake ballots in China, red China, had them flown over here, already filled out, and then they just trucked them in to wherever they needed them, in obviously the seven swing states. That's why on election night, Trump was way ahead of China Joe in every swing state by tens of thousands of votes. And then all of a sudden, in the wee hours between 2 and 3, they had shut down counting the votes. And then when they started it up again, 90% or more of all the votes were for China Joe. Some districts, the percentage was 100% for China Joe, some of the precincts. But in most of the precincts, it was 85%. And the odd thing is in numerous precincts in numerous counties, not just in one state, but all seven swing states, it was the exact percentage. And when I say exact, it was not 85% China Joe. It was 85.12 or something like that. I forget the exact decimal points. The exact same percentages in precincts, not just in one state, but in numerous swing states, which is impossible. You can't have the exact percentage points in just two precincts in one state, in one county. That's its statistical impossibility. But the percentage China Joe were identical in numerous precincts, counties, and states, which was another proof that the election was stolen. But, and also the laws were changed, the voter laws, where you could vote after the election with mail-in ballots. They were accepting mail-in ballots up to 2 weeks after the election. And you didn't have to have it stamp dated on the day of the election. They were allowing ballots to be counted that were coming in stamp dated a week or two after the election, which was all illegal and a total joke. But they got away with it because Hillary controls the courts. And when the suits went to the state courts, the judge just said, none. Current President Trump has no standing. You can't bring a lawsuit. And a few of the courts, and some of them went to the Supreme Courts of the state, the justices would vote on it. They all voted to not hear the case. But for a judge to say that the current president who is challenging the election has no standing to bring a suit is absurd. He's the one person that has standing to bring it because he was cheated. But since Hillary controls virtually all the courts, all the judges, all the justices in America, not all of them, but probably about 90%, but in the key states and counties, et cetera, she got away with it. Now, what is going to happen this election? Are the Democrats going to use the late mail-in ballot scam to steal the election again? My guess is they're going to try. Now, will they be able to print up enough ballots, get them shipped over here from China and into the counting houses? Yes, they can, but will they get caught? They were caught in 2020, big time. One guy who trucked in ballots from New York to Pennsylvania testified and said, yeah, I was carrying ballots from New York into Pennsylvania. But liberals don't care. The media didn't care. They said, oh, he's just making that up. He's a liar. And the 2000 Mules video documentary proved everything beyond a shadow of a doubt. The election was stolen. But Hillary controls the courts, controls the state houses, just everything. So she gets away with it. And she's going to try it again. Now, during the last portion here, we're going to get into what's going to happen if she gets away with stealing the election. Now, do you want to comment, Saeed, on what will happen here in America if she succeeds in stealing the election?
Well, I mean, if she steals the election, that's going to be the end of the the United States as we know it. It's going to be a total dictatorship. Basically, the end game of the New World Order will be put into effect.
Yeah. Now, here's different scenarios of what could happen. If she steals it and she's on the ticket, she's running, as soon as she gets in, she'll have Trump, his entire family, except for Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner may be given a pass because he's been working with Hillary for, what is it now, almost 8 years. And possibly Ivanka may be given a pass because being married to Kushner. But the two boys, current President Trump, all of his top advisors and friends, et cetera, as well as Alex Jones and anyone else who has publicly spoken out against Hillary, the Democrats, et cetera, will be rounded up and sent to Gitmo and tortured and killed at Gitmo. They probably won't last a few months. There'll be a show trial for all of them. They will be held at Gitmo because it's a military prison. And they'll be toast. They'll have no chance of winning their trial or anything, just as Hillary took care of Alex Jones in two trials, the one in Connecticut and then another one in Texas. They were fake phony trials, kangaroo courts, etc. They were worse than the show trials in Soviet Union or in Mao, China. They were a total joke. But you'll probably have a show trial and most likely have current President Trump hung along with many of his advisors, friends, etc., Roger Stone, etc., Alex Jones. They'll probably be hung just like the Nazis were hung, many of the Nazis after World War II. Now, there'll also be mass roundup of patriots throughout the country. They'll be rounded up and taken to concentration camps and worked to death or tortured to death. I doubt any of them will get out, be allowed to go back into society. And we'll be living under total dictatorship. And it won't be pleasant, believe me. And if you know anything about the Bolshevik Revolution, how many people that Lenin and Stalin had slaughtered and murdered, how many people Mao had slaughtered and murdered, the estimates in Russia, anywhere from 30 million plus in Red China, some estimates go as high as 100 million. It's going to be like that. And to replace all the people that Hillary plans on murdering, she's going to replace them with illegal aliens flooding across the border. And most of those illegal aliens are single men of military age coming across, and they're members of gangs in other countries, not just Mexico, but around the world, from China, there's thousands of gang members from China coming in, from Russia, from all over Asia, Africa, etc. And they're going to be told, loot, plunder, and rape is all you want. And you can have whatever you take. And there'll be bounties put out for key patriots. And if someone brings back the head of a big patriot, they'll get maybe 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, just depends on how big a patriot they get. So it's going to be rough. But that's what's going to happen if she steals the election. Now, if she can't steal it, Yahweh Elohim steps in like they did in 2016 and keep her from stealing it. Here's what she's going to do to keep current President Trump from getting back into the White House. She's going to have her liberal media say that President Putin in Russia helped our current President Trump steal the election from her. And they're going to have the electors in the states that he, the swing states that he wins, not all the states, but just the swing states. They're going to have new electors chosen, claiming that the original electors are fake electors because the election was stolen. And they'll just have the electors choose Hillary as the president. And there's nothing current President Trump will be able to do. He may try and bring lawsuits, etc., but it won't matter. She'll be sworn in, and then what I just went through previously will go down. Now, here's something you have to remember. Right now, the Democrats claim that anyone who says the 2020 election was stolen is a traitor and should go to prison for life. But yet, there are thousands of Democrats in the media, in politics, business, etc., that still say Trump stole the 2016 election. He's an illegitimate president. There's still those who say that Baby Bush stole the 2000 election from Gore and the 2004 election from Kerry. The Democrats can claim an election was stolen, but if a conservative or a Republican claims an election is stolen, they're a traitor and they need to go to prison for life. That's the double standard of the Democrats. That's the way they operate. Let me just finish off here and explain that all the lawsuits against current President Trump, lawsuit in Atlanta, the one down in Florida, and the two in New York, all fake, phony prosecutions. None of them are legitimate, could possibly carried out in a honest legal system. The lawsuit about slandering the woman who claims current President Trump raped her 30 years ago, a statute of limitation went dead long time ago. But guess what the state of New York did? They changed the statute of limitation just so that woman could sue current President Trump. And guess what the conviction was on? This is in civil, not criminal court. She claimed that he raped her by looking at her. Then when he said, Go ahead, Fade.
No, I was saying, yeah, absolutely. It's just insane. And how many people has Bill Clinton raped? Scores of
well,
women.
Bill Clinton raped dozens of women. Dozens.
Yeah.
He was caught probably a dozen times. Go ahead, Fade. You want to say any more on that?
Yeah, so the thing about it is, you know, the Democrats, of course, are hypocrites and for going after Trump on these fake, phony lawsuits. And the lawsuits are so stupid, like, oh, he looked at her, and that was how that constitutes rape. Jeffrey Epstein, all the big-name Democrats were on his Lolita Island, not just including Clinton, raping all those young girls. And if anybody, again, not just Clinton, but all the big Democrats, including Alan Dershowitz, should be sued for millions of dollars and put in jail for life for all the rapes that they engaged in.
Well, Bill Gates was in on it, too, and that's why his wife, Melinda, divorced him, because she found out the truth of what little Billy was doing on Epstein's private plane and in Lolita Island and elsewhere. It's absurd. And Andy of the Transylvania family holed up in England, he was probably one of the closest buddies Epstein had and was raping women left and right with Epstein. But everything that, remember this, everything that the liberals, Democrats, accuse current President Trump and Republicans and conservatives of doing or wanting to do, they've already done it, and they already said they want to do it. And when Trump made that statement that on day one he was going to be a dictator for but just one day to close the border, on day one, puppet Biden signed, I think it was 15 executive orders, which is dictatorship, on day one for his boss, Hillary. And since then, he's signed dozens more. So what they accuse Trump of wanting to be a dictator or of being, they are a million times more. Any last comments, say? We've got about 1 minute.
Yeah, just I let everybody know, stay vigilant. Watch the right material and don't believe the lies of the mass media. Like Trump rightfully said, fake news. And that's what most news media outlets are, fake news, except for very few outlets nowadays.
Yeah. So, and also get ready for martial law, for possibly a nuclear war. We'll get into that next show. And check back with our program at least once a week for new podcasts. And as I always say, keep fighting and never raise the white flag. Okay, that's it.